Masechet Baba Metzi'a, Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Matza Ahar Hagapa, or Ahar Hagader, Gozalot Mekusharin. If somebody found pigeons that were tied together by their wings, it was the way to do it in order to make sure they wouldn't fly away. And these pigeons were either behind a wood fence or behind a stone wall, or Bishvilan Shebasadot, or they were on a path through the fields. These locations are semi-private, not many people go there. So we say, Hareze lo yigabahen. Nobody should take them, nobody should touch them. Maybe the owner put them there in this spot because he wanted to just keep them in a safe spot, and he's going to return to get them soon. And there's no siman. It was very common for people to tie the pigeons like this, so there's no identifying mark for the owner. So if somebody takes them, the owner wouldn't be able to claim them back. So therefore, the better thing to do is to leave them where they are and hope that the owner comes back and gets them. If they do have a siman, though, the person who finds them should take them, because maybe he should do the mitzvah of Hashavat Avedah. Maybe the actual owner doesn't know where they are. So he should take them and announce them and try and have a owner come claim them, because maybe the owner lost track of where they went. In that last case, we spoke about something that was behind a wall, but it was only partially protected. It wasn't there in a totally private area. Now we'll talk about what we do if something is found in a place where it's fully protected. Matzah keli be'ashpav. Somebody found a utensil. A utensil usually has a siman. In the garbage, the garbage is usually well protected. Im mechusa lo yigabo. If the utensil is covered up in the garbage and well protected, nobody could really see it, then the person who finds it should not touch it. Even if there is a siman, it's super protected. The owner left it there for protection and will eventually return to find it. So there's no obligation to take this item and do Hashavat Avedah, because it's probably not lost, because it looks like it's intentionally placed there. It's well protected. Nobody else is going to come take it. So the owner is going to come back and probably take it. On the flip side, even since it has a siman and you could take it and announce it, the mitzvah of Hashavat Avedah could apply, but we say that that may make it more difficult for the owner to eventually track it down. So odds are the owner placed it there with this intention in mind, and therefore the person who finds it should leave it. Im megule notelu machriz. But if it's uncovered and therefore it's not protected, the person who finds it should take it, should announce it, because it was not placed there for protection. It's probably lost in this situation. If the owner placed it there on purpose, it would have been covered up. Now we'll talk about lost items that a person could keep, even if they do have a siman, and even if they were found in a place that was well protected, and maybe you'd think that it was placed there on purpose by the owner. Matzah begal upkotel yashan. Here we'll talk about lost items that a person is allowed to keep even if there is a siman, and even if they were in a well-protected area. So here we're saying if an item was found bagal, which is in a pile of stones from a very old wall that collapsed, upkotel yashan, or it was found in the hole of a old wall that was still standing up, and you look at the item and it was very rusty, it was very corroded. So you could see that it was there for a very long time. Hare elu shelo. You could keep them even if they have a siman. You do not have to return them to the current owner of the wall. The Gemara comments over here and says we're talking about a wall that was around in Eretz Israel for a very long time before the kivush, before the conquest of the land. And the wall that was here, you could say that it's possibly from before Bnei Israel got to Eretz Israel. It was from the Emori who lived there before the conquest, and therefore it was from them. The item is rusty, it's very old, so it's indicative of the fact that it was there for a very long time, and therefore the person who finds it is allowed to take it, it's allowed to own it. The same would exist outside of Eretz Israel for a wall that is super old, that it was there before the Jews or Bnei Israel settled that part of that land. But Matzah Bekotel Hadash, if the item was found in a hole in the wall of a new wall, and that wall was on the street, it was right on up on the street, and the wall could have been built, or it was known that it was built after Bnei Israel captured Eretz Israel, and it's now owned by the descendants of that person who built it. If it was found in the outer half of the wall, which means it was closer to the street, then the finder could keep them. We're allowed to assume that somebody traveling in the street put it in the hole, forgot it was there, and then had yi'ush on finding the item back, so the finder could keep them. But mechetzio velifnim shel balabayit. If it was in the inner half of the wall, then you say that it belongs to the owner of the house. We assume that the owner of the house or his ancestor, who he would have inherited from, put it in the wall. And he's claiming that he did. The owner of the house is claiming that the items are his and that maybe him or his ancestors owned them. Even though we see that the items in front of us are old, we say that Yi'ush doesn't apply. The fact that it's ownerless wouldn't apply because it's currently still in possession of the individual who's living there. Maybe you'd think that, you know what, it's been there for so long that the man had Yi'ush on it, therefore the finder should keep it. But the answer is, Yi'ush only applies when there is no possession of the item by the actual owner. And here we could assume that it was the actual owner because you're talking about a new wall. Now we'll talk about a case where somebody finds an item and he's allowed to keep it even if it was found inside of a house. Im haya maskiro la aharim, if the owner would regularly rent the property to other people. And the last person who rented the house was not Jewish. Even if the items were found inside the house, the person who found them is allowed to keep them because you could assume that they were left there by the last renter, and that last renter wasn't a Jew, and there's no Hashavat Avedah when talking about somebody who's not Jewish. You would assume this because when a person rents a house, he usually checks the house right before he leaves just to make sure that he didn't forget anything. So here, the finder could assume that the item was lost by the last person who was there, and you know, because if the last person, if it was from before that last person, then that the person who was there last would have taken the item. So you have to assume it's from the last person who was there, and therefore, in this situation, the renter was a non-Jew, and the finder is allowed to keep the item.